الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام elders beloved brothers in Islam each and everything that exists whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether its existence is within the realms of human perception, or whether it is beyond that. Everything that exists is the creation of one Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator, khaliq, of every shay. Every entity that exists. Mufassirin explain what is shay, they say ma siwa Allah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. The created entity. Without assistance from anyone, without advice from anyone, without the help of any entity, Allah alone has brought into existence everything that is there. There wasn't one grain of sand. Allah brought the desert into existence. There wasn't one drop of water. Allah brought the oceans into existence. There wasn't one wisp of air. Allah brought the atmosphere into existence. Allah is the creator who creates from nothingness. Human beings have the perception or the idea that they are creating things or they are manufacturing things. But in order to manufacture, they require raw material. Without raw material, they cannot manufacture anything. Allah's raw material is nothingness. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Allah's affair, Allah's ma'amala is such that when Allah decides something, Allah says, be and it becomes. أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ علماء say كُن كَهْنَكِ بِذُرْبَتِهِ Not even necessary for Allah to say be. Allah's affair is between the calf and the moon. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Allah says, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid. No, faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Whatever Allah wills, whatever Allah decides will come into existence. And no one can question the authority of Allah. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُ. No one questions Allah. Allah is the one who will do the question. Everything Allah created, everything belongs to Allah. This is a great fallacy that human beings tend to live with, this idea or this concept that something belongs to me, that I own something. I am Malik, I am the owner of something. If you owned it, then why do you fear its loss? If you owned it, if you possessed it, if you had control over it, then why do you have to leave it behind? This concept or idea that any human being is owning anything, this is in fact a lie, a deception. There was one person, one day he meets a Malisa, and he starts bragging. He says, I own this factory, and I own this property, and I have this investment portfolio, and I have this, and I have that. He gives a long list. So this Murisab says, when you come to my town, come and visit my place also. So as it happened, short while later, he goes to the town of this Murisab. Murisab mentioned one name of the town. He went there, he's asking the people, where's this place that the Murisab told me about, his property? So they asked him, what's the name of the property? He said, Jutokigar. They said, we haven't heard of a place like this. So finally he meets the Molisab. He says, no one has heard of your place. I've been looking for it. Where is it? He said, go down the street and turn left, you'll come to it. He goes down the street, turns left, he comes to a Qabristan. Comes to a graveyard. So then he gets upset. He says, you're making a fool out of me. What are you talking about? Jutokigar. He says, I told you about this place. You see that cover, that grave? The one who is in that grave, he said, I own this and I own this and I own this. He was lying. And that one said that I have this investment portfolio and this plan and this future and this aspiration. He also was lying. Jutokigar, home of the liars. This concept or idea that we own anything, Allah has made it such, this human being, the child when it is born, naturally, fitratan, you find that that fist of the child is closed. And when a person passes away, when he leaves the world, when he is carried in the bier, in the janazah, his hands are open. What is the message? The fist is closed when the child is born. In other words, this human being by nature will want to grasp everything of this world. He wants to own everything. That is why Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, he said after Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who narrated 5,374 ahadith, the second greatest narrator of hadith is Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. She narrated more than 2,200 ahadith. On one occasion someone asked her, then what is it that you heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeating the most in your home? The second greatest narrator of ahadith, and what she says, I heard Rasulullah repeating the most, لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِنْ ذَهَبْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَيَّمْ لَا أَخَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ. That if Ibn Adam, if this insan, if this human being had one valley of gold, he'd want a second one. And if he had a second one, he'd want the third one, nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy. Jutokigar, home of the liars. This insan is born with a fist closed. He wants to grasp everything. He wants to own everything. But when the time comes to leave the world, Sikandar Zulkarnain, what did he tell the people? That when you are carrying my janazah, put my hands out. Put my hands out on either side so that the entire world can receive this message that Sikandar also is leaving the world empty-handed. Nothing is going with us. Because in reality we own nothing. La malika illallah. The only owner is one Allah. Whatever is given for imtihan. Whatever is given as a test. Al-ata ala al-insan hinum min al-dahar lam yakun shay'an madkura. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshad nabtalihi. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا مَصِيرًا. Allah says, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. Your dhikr did not take place, you did not exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We created you. We brought you into existence from nothingness. You are a non-entity. We granted you wujud and existence. Why? نَبْتَلِيهِ. In order to test you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنًا وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. How many places in the Qur'an Allah is saying the sum total perspective and reality of the existence of this insan in this world is one thing only, Allah is testing us. That which direction does the heart of this insan go towards? What takes qarar, what takes place in this heart? What does this heart become attached to? That which is temporary? That which will be left behind? That which Allah has put there to test us. Look around us. Someone is rich, someone is poor, someone is healthy, someone is sick. Someone is in the ease and comfort, someone is in difficulty and hardship. This is Allah's distribution. No human being, no entity in this world has any say in this. The kuffar of Makkah, they formed a delegation and they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Do we have any say? Can we decide in the distribution of anything? Jibreel immediately sent with the unequivocal declaration of Quran. قُلْ tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Every affair belongs to one Allah alone. You are young, Allah is testing your chastity. You are old, Allah is testing your sabr. You are wealthy, Allah is testing your shukr. You are poor, Allah is testing your sabr. You have power and authority, Allah is testing your adl and your justice. This distribution is not blind. This distribution is not coincidental. This is Allah's system. This is sunnatullah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate. Allah does not digress from His sunnah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. This entire wujud, this entire existence is running on the sunnah, on the system of one Allah alone. No government, no science, no technology, no army, no entity in this world has any say in the running of things. One Allah alone. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ وَاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارُ وَمَا سَكَنَ فِيهِمَا لِلَّهِ وَحْدًا. This human being, every aspect, if he has to use his aql, his intelligence and ponder and reflect, every aspect of his wujud and existence gives one message. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Hello people, every one of you is faqeer, you are a beggar. When you were born, where you were born, how you were born, whether you were male, whether you were female, whether you were black, whether you were white, whether you were rich, whether you were poor, whether you were born in a third world country or a first world country, how long you will live in this world, when the time comes for you to leave, in what condition you will leave, what your circumstances will be. Ponder each and every one of the marahil and stages of the life of this human being. And one message becomes absolutely clear. By the qasam of my Allah, you have absolutely no choice whatsoever. You didn't decide. You didn't write a petition. You didn't ask, I must have black hair or blonde hair or blue eyes or brown eyes. I must be fair-skinned or dark-skinned, I must be short, I must be tall, I must be male, I must be female, I must be a human being, I must be a dog or a monkey. No one had any say whatsoever. It is Allah's system, Allah's decree, Allah's distribution. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَغَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَغَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Allah creates مَا يَشَاءُ what Allah wants. يَغَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَغَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. Sometimes they want male children, female children. Sometimes they want female children, male children to come. We know the incident. They went to the Pir Sahib. Told the Pir Sahib, wife is pregnant. What will it be? He said, larka, na larki. But happy, we'll get a son. Daughter was born, got upset. What happened, Pir Sahib? Today you got the Taoist wrong. He said, I told you, larka na, larki. It's not going to be a male, it's going to be a female. Someone went to the Pir Sahib, not getting children. Give tawiz. After the person went away, the mujawar is telling the Pir Sahib, so many people coming and asking you for children. What about the fact that you don't have any children? He says, bhai, chup ho jao. Allah niya ko bacha bhi nahi hai. Allah also doesn't have children. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah says, turn to no one but one Allah alone. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. They want females, males are coming. They want males, females are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, children are coming. Sometimes they want children. This fertility expert, that fertility expert, doing this, doing that. And still nothing are coming. The distribution of one Allah alone. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He has complete knowledge and qudrat over His entire creation. This insan, every aspect of his existence, one message only, that of total faqiri, total dependence upon one Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. What is Quran telling us? Every entity in the heavens and the earth is in the tasbih of Allah. Is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Every shay, وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. In Arabic, when there's in and illa, إِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ illa. When this in and illa comes together in one sentence, then it creates a message of total exclusion, no exceptions. What is Quran saying? وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every shay, every entity is already in the tasbih of Allah. Carpet is shay, this masjid is shay, this light is shay, this fan is shay, the sun is shay, the moon is shay. Every shay, every entity, subbuhun, quddusun, la ilaha illallahu al-malikul haqqul mubeen. In different manners and expressions, every shay, every entity is making tasbih of Allah. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, inna lillahi ta'ala malaika sujoodun, lam yarfa'u rusahum, wala yarfa'unaha ila yawm al-qiyamah. There are some angels of Allah that are in sajda, from when? From the time they were created. Millions and billions of years ago, in sajda, they will not raise up their heads. They do not raise up their heads. No eating, no drinking, no sleeping. Millions and millions of years, one occupation only, the tasbih and the glorification of Allah. And they will not raise up their heads right up to Qiyamah. وَمَلَائِكَ الصُّفُوفٌ لَمْ يَنْسَرِفُ عَنْ مَصَافِهِمْ وَلَا يَنْسَرِفُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And there are some angels in saf in salah. They will not move from that saf. They will not move from that position in salah right after qiyamah. One occupation only, tasbih and glorification of Allah. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When the day of qiyamah will come, the announcement will be made, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group in Jannah, one group in Jahannam. Allah will gather the people of Jannah. تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Is there anything more than I can give you? Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. You heard the verses of the Quran. Allah says, whatever you desire is yours. Whatever you call for is yours. They would have received everything. I'm cutting the riwayat short. They will become qasir. They will not know what else to ask Allah. Allah will command Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, Ya Ridwan, Irfa al-Hujub, Baini wa baina abidi wa zuwari. O Ridwan, remove the veil. Innakum satarawna rabbakum kama tarawna al-qabr laylat al-badr la tudamuna fi ru'yatihi. Jab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a day will come in Jannah like how you look at the moon on the 14th full moon night, on the clear moon night. On a clear night, like how you see, like everyone sees the moon. Clearly, you don't have to crawl. It is visible. A day will come, Rasulullah says, when just like that you will see Allah. Allah will command Ridwan to remove the veil from between himself and his slaves. Such is the beauty. Such is the munificence, such is the nur, the illumination of Allah. Makhluk, Allah's creation is there for what? To make dalalat on Allah's greatness. To invite us to reflect and realize Allah's greatness. Allah, in how many places in the Quran, Allah's shining lantern, sirajan wahaja, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah invites us to look at that sun. انظروا إلى الشمس وشعائها. Like the poet says, look at that sun, ponder and reflect. It is said the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This chemical reaction which takes place every second causes energy to be given off. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Every second, just one star. The sun is one star. They say 93 million miles away from the earth. If the energy of the sun had to be divided into 200 million parts, one part is reaching the earth. Sirajan wahaja, shining lantern. Flames 100,000 miles long. In 1948, an arc of light came out of the sun. It formed an arc and went back. Scientists at that time measured the energy that is contained in the one arc of light. If you look throughout the world today, what is the situation that is facing most of the industrially capable nations, the worry and concern for power, electricity, the worry about power outages, shortage of electricity. People are worried about petrol, worried about electricity. The availability of these amenities have been made, in some instances, the purpose and object of the focus of insan existence. And the basis on which The prosperity of nations are measured in these things. Little do we realize that this is just Allah's test. This is just Allah's distribution. South Africa, the ANC came into power, then a few power outages took place. So what the people said, the ANC is another name, is another night in candlelight. One arc of light from the sun. They measured how much of energy is contained. One arc of light, 1948, they found there was sufficient energy to power the earth for the next 10 billion years. Sirajan Wahaja, Allah's shining lantern. Its energy divided into 200 million parts, only one part is reaching the earth. And the sun is only one star, one star. If you said just in this solar system, this universe which we are residing in, there are approximately 200 billion stars. 200 billion stars, many of them several million times the size of the sun. This is such a vast space, such a vast space. That if you said if you travel at the speed of light, light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. Approximately 300,000 kilometers a second. In 1 year, at that speed, unimaginable speed, 300,000 kilometers, 186,282 miles per second. At that speed, if you said in 1 year, you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. Just this universe, one universe in which we are, small part of it is just the sun, nine planets revolving around it, 31 moons, 30,000 comets and asteroids. Like that 200 billion other stars. If you said this space, this distance is so vast, if you travel at the speed of light, 9.5 trillion kilometers a year, they said it will take you 130,000 light years just to finish this universe. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيمُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is Allah's distribution. We haven't pondered, we haven't recognized Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Kibriyai, Allah's Jalal, Allah's Azmat. We haven't recognized who is Allah. This is why the Ma'iyasa Rahmullah used to say the first bid'at that came into this ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the Azmat of Allah. Yeah. We are saying Allah but we don't know who is Allah. We are putting our forehead on the ground in sajda. Outwardly, Allah says, what the person in sajda can أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. Rabbi Rasulullah said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Outwardly, the mata, forehead, is on the ground before Allah in sajda. But this heart, this dil, this qalb, what is it making sajda to? Making sajda to idols, idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of technology, idols of weaponry, idols of armies, idols of technological advancement. The heart is making sajda to that, the forehead is making sajda to Allah. Yet this ummah was given such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates, ذُكِّرْ لَنَا أَنَّ دَانِيَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. That Daniel alayhi salam, a Nabi of the ummah of the past, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, he said, Allah revealed upon him that an ummah is going to come, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah revealed upon him that this ummah will be given an amal of salah. Such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. Lo sallaha
قوم نوح ما غرقوا ولو صلاح قوم عاد وقوم ثمود ما أرسلت عليه الريح العقيم وما أخذتهم الصيحة. Such a salah they would be given, that if the qawm and the nation of Nuh alayhi salam had the salah that was given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that nation would never have drowned. If qawm Aad and qawm Thamud had the salah of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that azab of Allah that befell those nations would not have befallen them. Such a salah this Ummah was given. Yet, like the poet puts it beautifully, the person stands on the musalla, Allahu Akbar. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَكَ عَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَفْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَهُ. He says, when a person says, Allahu Akbar, and the muazzin calls out the azan, what is the perception or the idea of what the duty and responsibility is? Leave the shop, leave the job, leave our preoccupation, leave the house, leave wherever you are and come to the masjid. That is only the starting point of salah. That is only the starting point of salah. What is actual salah? That don't only leave the job, don't only leave the shop, don't only leave the preoccupation, leave the thought of it also. Leave the thought of it also. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Allah says, establish salah what? For my remembrance. Bring Allah in front of you. Bring Allah in front of you. And if Allah is in front of you, everything else should be gone. But what is the salah of the Ummah today? Allah Rasul said, Yati ala nasi zamanun. Yati ala nasi zamanun. Yusalluna wala yusallun. He said, a time will come upon my Ummah, they will be making salah. They will be making salah. But la yusalloon. What they will be making is not salah in the eyes of Allah. He said, yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala yara rajul al khashi'a. He said, you will enter a jami' masjid, thousands of musallis, and there will not be a single person who has khushu in his salah. Not one person with khushu in his salah. Like that anecdote is given. One day the Imam Sahib, Asar Salah, he read only 3 rakats. Immediately after Salah, one Musalli said, Mali Sahib, he read 3 rakats, not 4 rakats. The rest of the congregation were not even aware. So Mali Sahib said, at least one person had khushu in his salah. He knew I made 3 rakats instead of 4. You have to repeat the namaz. He says, I didn't have khushu. I do the hisab of my 4 shops in each rakat. Today I only finished 3 shops, that's how I realized it didn't be 4 o'clock. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not one person will have khushu. And yet such an amal. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ. And a person says, Allahu Akbar, he is enveloped by the rahmat of Allah. Covered up. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy rains down upon him. وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مُولَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. What is his example? What is his parable? Like a person who is tap, 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 knocking where? Knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. In his salah he is in munajat. He is in communion. He is communicating directly with Allah. فَيَاتُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, Mubarak to him, if only he had khushu in that salah. If only he was conscious in that salah. Yet what is the salah of the Ummah today? Allahu Akbar. Still Allah's thought not in the heart. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'bud, Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. All praise is due to Allah who is the Rabb of every alam. The beneficent, the merciful, the owner of the day of judgment. You only we worship, you only we ask for help. Ponder upon each of these statements. Ponder upon each of these declarations. That is why Imam Hasan Ahsan Basri, rahimahullah, used to say, Iyaka bis-sahwi wal-iltifat. Iyaka an tanzur Allah ila ilayk wa tanzur ila ghayrihi. He used to say, beware of a salah of inattentiveness. Beware of this reality that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. Beware, be conscious of what you are asking in your salah. تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You are asking Allah for Jannah. You are asking Allah's protection from Jahannam. وَقَلْبُكَ لَاهِمْ وَقَلْبُكَ سَهْوٍ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. But your heart is not even aware of what you are asking for. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On the tongue, the heart devoid of Allah's zikr. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, glory be to Allah, who is the greatest, the most majestic. Still the thought of Allah not in the heart. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Still the thought of Allah not in the heart. And then this mata, forehead put on the ground, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah, who is the highest. And still, not for one second, is the thought of Allah in his heart. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, إِلَىٰ مَنْ تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Oh my banda, oh my slave, to whom are you turning your attention to? What are the idols that you have erected? One person was making dua, crying, begging, sobbing. Musa alayhi salam passed this person. Musa alayhi salam was Kaleemullah. He had a jari personality. Jalali personality. He took those licenses with Allah that others would not take. Such was the ta'alluq with Allah. So what does Kaleemullah say? Ya Allah, if someone cried like this, and someone sobbed like this, and presented his need to me, I would fulfill his need. This man is sobbing and crying, you are not answering his call. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, he is sobbing and crying before me. وَعِنْدَهُ غَنَمٌ وَقَلْبُهُ فِي غَنَمِهِ. But he has a few sheep and his heart is in those sheep. He has a few sheep and his heart is in those sheep. Tell him to take the love and attachment of the sheep out of his heart and turn to me only, I will fulfill his need. One wali of Allah, you know the incident. Traveling one day, thirsty, comes to the well, looks down, the water is too low, no bucket, no rope, takes out his amama, ties his khuf, his moza, suspends it, still can't reach the water. Sits to one side, thirsty, dejected, worried. A deer, an animal comes, looks down, water is very low, looks up, immediately the level of the water rises. The animal drinks, he also drinks. Then he turns, he makes gila with Allah, he complains, Ya Allah, I am ashtaful makhluqat, for me you didn't raise the water. For an animal you did that. From the heavens the response comes, that the animal looked at us, you looked at your amama and your khuf. So for the animal we raised the level of the water, for you we did it. What is the qibla, the direction of this heart? Someone goes to a doctor, says, I'm getting up at night, I'm urinating very often, I'm feeling very, very thirsty. Doctor hears the symptoms, what does he say? I need to test your sugar. Maybe you have diabetes, maybe you need insulin. Someone is complaining of headaches. Doctor hears this, have you got any stress, any tension? Different, listening to the symptoms. Medicine is not an exact science. Unfortunately, we try to make it appear as it is an exact science. Because we have to justify the bill. Like one person, he phoned the doctor up, he says, Dr. Saab, I'm walking. The doctor Saab tells him, I told you, I know my medicine, I told you I'll get you to walk. He says, when I got your bill, I had to sell my car, I was forced to walk. So something that is inexact is made to appear as if it is an exact science. Why to justify the bill? Because unfortunately, Allah forgive us, today everything has become commerce. Everything has become a means of earning, medicine also. Not yet to run the doctors down, this is just an example. But one doctor, really intelligent doctor I met, a few months ago, he told me something that really struck a chord. He says, the easiest profession today is medicine. I said, why you say that? He said, normally it's hard to become a doctor. You are saying the easiest profession today is medicine. He says, this is the easiest profession. Because Allah gives the shifa and we charge the bill. How can you get anything easier than that? Knowledge is in Allah's hand. These are not exact sciences. I remember a few years ago, Jamaat was in Sydney. We met a leg specialist. Now they even have leg specialists. It was an Arab, originally from Lebanon. He was staying in Sydney, Australia. It migrated. I asked him about his degree. He says it takes 6 years. 6 years we study the function of the leg. One limb of the body. 6 years of study. And he says, Monisa, I want to tell you something. He says, the dean of our faculty, the head of our faculty, a person who is, for the last 30, 40 years, has taught only this subject. Speciality of the leg. He says, on the last day, our class was, had a graduation. He delivered a speech. And what was the content of his speech? He said, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize to you for what I'm about to say. You have studied the function of the leg for the last 6 years. But the fact of the matter is, up till today, medical science cannot explain why the leg works. Person who his entire life was soaked in that one field was honest enough to admit before his class that till today we have not understood why the leg works. Why are the limbs of the body working? What is behind it? What is the intelligence? This kidney, they said the kidney is the size of a walnut. It has 100,000 holes in it. 100,000 holes. Imagine a strainer with 100,000 holes, the size of a walnut. It is cleansing the blood, sending back the clean blood, passing back the urine the other way. Wrapped around this kidney are blood vessels that are 72 kilometers long. An object the size of a walnut with 100,000 tiny holes wrapped around it is a rope 72 kilometers long. Ask yourself logically, which urologist can possibly know what is going on? Obviously, he won't admit it, but which human being can possibly know what is going on? One 70-year-old man, he went to the doctor, he couldn't urinate. Doctor put the catheter, whatever instrument they use, he got relief. Presented the bill, the man started crying. So the doctor thought, perhaps he can't afford it. He said, okay, I'll halve the bill. I won't charge you. He said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. Why are you crying? He says, because only today it dawned upon me that there is one Zat and one being who for 70 years was doing this work for me and he never charged me. Today a human being did it for me and already wants payment. In any case, I'm digressing. Normally with symptoms, you go to the doctor. Doctor listens to your symptoms and he says perhaps this problem or that problem. To use the term doctor for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in reality is an insult. Why? Because that ulum with which he came, the knowledge with which he came, there is absolutely no doubt in it. Why? Because that knowledge which Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came was tanzeel, revealed, sent down. Was untainted by human hand. It came directly from the arsh of Allah. So greater doctor or greater resolver of our problem we cannot find than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this question, I am making salah, I am putting my forehead on the ground, I am going up and down. Allah's khushu, Allah's ta'alluq is not there. What is the cause? This also has been addressed. He said, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَدْرِي مَا يُتْلَى مِمَّا يُكْرَبْ هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَلَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ شَهِدَتْ أَبْدَانُهُمْ وَغَابَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ ولا يقبل الله من عمل ابدا حتى يشهد بقلبه مع بدنه او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. More mushfiq, more kind teacher we cannot possibly find. How beautifully he explained to his ummah what is the cause of not having khushu and khudu in salah. What is the cause that today this ummah is making salah and the help of Allah is not coming down? That today this ummah is making salah and turning to Allah. Allah is not answering the pleas. What is the cause? He says, khushu and khudu went away from the salah of the Bani Israel when? When Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai came out of the hearts. So that their bodies were present and their hearts were absent. Why Allah's azmat? Ukhrijat azamatullah min qulubi Bani Israel. You want khushu and khudu? Bring Allah's azmat in the heart. You want that salah to become salah? Make that effort that introduces Allah's greatness into the heart. And then what did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi say? Allah will never, never, never accept an amal until the heart is present with the body. Allah is ghayur. First bid'ah that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the azmat of Allah. Who is Allah? We don't know who is Allah. We haven't recognized who is Allah. Look at what is Allah's day. What is Allah's azmat? That sun, one star, Ikrama, rahimahullah, mentions the riwayat, which is narrated Ibn Kathir, rahmatullah, in his tafsir. لو جعل الله نور جميع أبصار الإنس والجن والطير والدواب في عين عبد ثم كشف حجابا واحدا من 70 حجابا دون الشمس لما استطاع العبد أن ينظر إليها ونور الشمس جزء من 70 جزءا من نور الكرسي ونور الكرسي جزء من 70 جزءا من نور العرش ونور العرش جزء من 70 جزءا من نور الستر. You are able to see because of the nur which Allah has placed in your eyes. More nur, greater capacity of sight. Ikrama radiallahu anhu narrates that if the nur, the capacity of sight of every insan, every jinnat, every bird, every insect, every animal had to collectively be placed in the eye of one person. And Allah, to protect this insan, has placed 70 veils between us and the sun. If just one veil had to be removed between us and the sun, this person with the collective eyesight of every human being, animal, insect and bird would not be able to look at the sun. And the nur of the sun is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's kursi. The nur of Allah's kursi is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's arsh. The nur of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the nur of one of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا آتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَى وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. He says, ponder, reflect, realize, what is the nur that Allah will place in the eyes of a jannati in order to enable him to look directly at Allah in Jannah. Allah's effulgence, Allah's nur. This is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make the dua, Allahumma rizqni lazzat al-nazr ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the lazzat, the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you in Jannah. This is why ulama say, keep these eyes far. Keep these eyes far. How do you expect those eyes which are looking at the daughters of others? How do you expect those eyes where hours and hours are spent in front of the shaitan box looking at zina ever to be worthy of looking at Allah? If we leave this world without tawbah, Allah protect us. These eyes will have to be cleansed first in order to enable us to look directly at Allah. And those angels, Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. Sanad is da'if. Rahim's authority, I'm mentioning it. He says, the first gaze of the Jannati directly at Allah in Jannat will last for 80,000 years. 80,000 years. They will stare transfixed at the munificence, at the magnificence of Allah. And those angels who are in sajda, who are in safs in salah, for thousands and millions of years, at that time will be the first time that they will look up. And that Allah, who they have been praising without seeing for millions and millions and millions and millions of years, when they look at Allah for the first time, they will say, Subhanak, glory be to you, O my Allah, we were not able to praise you as you ought to be. We could not do justice to your praise. What greater zulm, what greater oppression can there be that this insan fails to recognize who is Allah? This is why Quran tells us, what do we think? We think, what is jahalat? What is ignorance? Ask some rabbi, what is ignorance? They say, if you don't have a formal education, if you don't have a university degree, if you don't have a few titles to your name, you are ignorant. And who's an intelligent person? A person who has a PhD. A person who has this degree or that degree, he's an intelligent person. This is a fallacy, this is a lie. The most backward, the most ignorant nation on the surface of the earth is that nation which is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is not jahalat of university degrees. Very rarely we will find this mode of expression in the Quran where Allah says, Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afa ghayr Allah, ta'murunni a'bud ayyuhal jahilun. Any knowledge, any ideology, any call, any advocation that takes you away from the recognition of Allah, ayyuhal jahilun, Quran places the label, that is jahalat. That is ignorance. How many places Allah is inviting us? Awalam yanzuru, awalam yatafakkaru, alam ta'lamu, afala ta'qilun, afala tasma'un, afala yasma'un, afala yubsirun. How many places Allah says, why don't you see? Why don't you realize? Why don't you ponder? Why don't you reflect? We say we are seeing with our eyes. This piece of flesh can't see. What can the eye see? Go in a laboratory and see a dead man, take his eyes out. What are the eyes? A piece of flesh. How are the eyes seeing? The eyes are just transmitting light. It is being changed into an electrical impulse that is traveling at the speed of 124 kilometers per second. It is striking a point in the brain. It is striking a point in the brain where there is complete darkness and yet you are seeing. The hearing with what? With the ears. These ears can't hear, right? You're not hearing with the ears. There also, the sound waves are being converted. I'm not going to go into details. A lot of people complain too much of biology. We haven't understood. This is the Allah invites. Like Allama Iqbal, how beautifully he said, Apne man mein doobkar paaja surab-e zindagi. That is Quran. In fact, was the tafsir of this verse. Wa fi anfusikum. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Allah says, why don't you look within yourself? The sound waves are transmitted into an electrical impulse, carried to the brain. It strikes a point in the brain where there is complete silence, yet you hear. Where there is darkness, you are seeing. Where there is silence, you are hearing. And then when we eat, this is hot, this is cold, that is sweet, that is sour, this is salty, this is bitter, this is stale, this is old, this is fresh. How are you tasting with the tongue? By the tongue is a piece of flesh. The tongue can't taste. An impulse is being transmitted to the brain. How many of these functions we are taking for granted? You look at somebody else eating ice cream, water comes in your mouth. Person looks at his wife, different feeling, temperature goes up. Looks at his enemy, different feeling, blood pressure goes up. Looks at his daughter, different feeling. Looks at his mother, different feeling. Allah has made this heart an ocean of emotions. Has made it a container for memory, for senses, for perception. And where is all this coming from? Where is it all coming from? Inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfatin amshad. Allah says from a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says min ma'in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says min ma'in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay you have made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Eyes formed, ears formed, heart formed, liver formed, kidney formed. Circulatory system, 90,000 kilometers long being formed. From where? Nutfa. Nutfa. From a drop, from one cell. How many countless processes that mother walked, talked, turned. She also was not aware of what was going on. يَبْنَ آدَمْ مَنْ أَوْسَلَ إِلَيْكَ الْغِذَىٰ وَأَنْتَ جَنِينٌ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ وَإِبْنِ آدَمُ إِنسَانٌ Who sustained you, who nourished you when you were but a fetus in the womb of your mother? Stage upon stage of creation. So that one cell comes forth 9 months later, having passed through so many stages. 6 billion times bigger, 100 million times heavier. One cell, 9 months later, becomes the paragon of Allah's creation, a collection of 100 trillion cells. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Blessed is Allah, who is the best of creators. This is why the Prophet Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, ہم اس لیے نہیں کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ ایک سکیم ہے جس کے ذریعے سے آپ لوگوں کو چلے اور تین چلے کے لیے تیار کریں گے. You should say, we are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness. Do not be blind and oblivious at the favors of Allah upon you. Speak about Allah's greatness. We are not saying to you because this is some scheme that the Tabligh Jamaat thought of to prepare people to go for chilla and three chilla. ہم اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. مخلوق کا ذکر بیماری ہے, خالق کا ذکر اس کی علاج. To speak of the creation is a sickness. So and so got a position so it's good for us. Allah's lanat on such a statement. That person, for him to sleep, thousands of people have to stay awake, he's going to give you sleep. For him to be protected, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands have to be spent to protect him. And he is going to protect you. We haven't understood who is Allah. Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, Allah's asma. Allah's name, each one of them is the sifat and attribute of Allah. We have to learn to speak of Allah's greatness, invite towards Allah. Awwal Allah, Akhir Allah, Zahir Allah, Batin Allah, Muhaymin Allah, Aziz Allah, Jabbar Allah, Mutakabbir Allah, Nafi Allah, Dar Allah, Khafid Allah, Rafi Allah, Mu'izz Allah, Wadhil Allah, سميع الله بصير الله حكم الله عدل الله لطيف الله خبير الله The giver Allah, the taker Allah, the one who raises up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, the one who gives life Allah, the one who gives death Allah, the one who gives health Allah, the one who gives sickness Allah, the one who causes advancement Allah, the one who brings about decline Allah. No one and nothing in the heavens and the earth is doing besides one Allah. This muzakara of iman has to come alive in every home of the ummah. In every bazaar of the ummah, in every majlis of the ummah, to such an extent that Janab Rasulullah said, a few of my ummatis get together and an entire majlis takes place without the zikr of Allah. He said it is as if they had gathered around the body of a dead ass. And they will regret that majlis on the day of judgment. Because inexorably, every human being is on a journey. How beautifully Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu describes this. He says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ He says, why don't you observe the movement of day and night? The inexorable movement of time, one being only, Allah, who is free from the constraints of time. Allah is above time. The rest of this makhluk has been tied up, constricted, confined, restrained to the dictates of time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, رضي الله عنه, observe this movement, يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ, every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought here. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ, and every promise, مَوْعُودٍ, what is the greatest promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Every one of you, there is an appointed time. There is an appointed time. When it comes, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth and death bears its claws, there is nothing in this world that is going to save you. There is nothing that is going to benefit you. Not all the wealth, not all the technology, not all the science. It is said that richest person in the world, they interviewed him. They interviewed him and they asked him about his wealth. He says, I have one problem. What is your problem? What is the crux of what he said? I have spent majority of my life amassing this wealth. Now I don't have the time to enjoy it. Now I don't have the time to spend it, because how are you going to stop the ticking of the clock? Harun Rashid, ruler of three continents. Geographically, if you want to understand the vastness of the kingdom, then Allah gave one individual from Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Portugal, from Baghdad to Rome, Persia, from Baghdad to Senegal, Northern Africa. One ruler, such a kingdom. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shi'tu. وَسَيُجْمَعْ إِلَيَّ فَرَاجُكِ. Rain wherever you want, the produce of your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom, one person. Yet at the age of 48, prime of his life, he was in Mashhad in Iran. He became terminally ill. The physician said, time is up. We cannot help you. He ordered that his qabr, his grave should be dug. He sits at the side of the grave, picks up the sand, lets the grains trickle through his fingers, lamenting, remonstrating with himself, Ma aghna anni maliya halaka anni sultaniya. That all the wealth, all the kingdom, all the armies, all the technology that I have at my disposal is of absolutely no use to me whatsoever. La tasta'khiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun. This entity of time, Allah Ta'ala, how many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam, oaths? وَالْفَجْرِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ, by the oath of the daybreak, by the oath of the dawn, as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرِ, by the oath of the night as it passes. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelopes. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصَرِ, by the oath of time. Not only does Allah Ta'ala take qasam on the entities linked to time, but those portents of Allah's creation which bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the qasam of the sun, by the qasam of the moon, by the qasam of the stars. All these oaths and qasams, what is Allah telling us? Bedar ho jao, wake up. Wake up to the reality. What reality? That not only is your gold and your silver and your diamonds and your petrol and your pounds valuable. You can find some bank vault to keep your jewelry. You can find some safety deposit box to keep your valuables. And if you have to hide from the taxman, you can hide your pounds underneath the mattress also. But which safety deposit box? Which bank vault are you going to lock up time? How are you going to stop that tick, 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 tick of the clock? That relentless, inexorable motion, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُخْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. This human being owns nothing, Allah owns. This human being's existence is a test from Allah. And this time is not ours also, this time is an amanat. This life is an amanat. It is a trust every day. The daybreak calls out, Ya ibn Adam, inni khalqun jadeed, wa ana fima ta'mal fiyya gadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal fiyya mastata'ta min khayr, fa'inni in zahabtu, lan arji ilaykum abada. Every day the daybreak calls out, Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah. A new day has come. One more extension. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيهَ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. What do? We take time for granted. And what is the day saying? Be careful how you utilize this day that Allah has given you. Be careful, بیدار ہو جاؤ, how you utilize this day Allah has given you. Why? Because tomorrow I will either be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you. Yet what is this foolish insan doing? We are celebrating the passage of time. New year has become a cause of celebration. Birthday celebration. Like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَاعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهُوَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ أُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. He says, oh foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time, yet every day that passes is taking you closer to your mort. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. He says, exert yourself before that mort comes. The hallmarks by which the passage and movement of time are measured are not a cause of celebration. Last year I was at one relative's place. He said, I just attended a birthday party. Whose birthday party? He said, this person was 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on the cake. And then a 60-year-old man's respiratory system, when he tries to blow the candles out, whether he'll get blown out beforehand, that also is doubtful. Yet what are we celebrating? Birthday. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Every passing day, every passing year is taking you closer towards your qabr. And what is that qabr? Not a hole in the ground. صَنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. It is a container. It is a container. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ. Janabi Rasulullah s.a.w. said, as you will utilize this life, your mort will be in that condition. Every second is valuable. The hallmarks by which the movement of time is measured. New year, birthday. These are not a cause of revelry and celebration like it's taught to us by the people of Batil. It is a cause of ibrat. It is a wake-up call. It is something to conscientize us. Many of us might be wondering, what new year is Molisa talking about? January is still far away. But they say New Year's Eve. Middle of the night, you start hooting and jumping. Our new year is not January. Our new year is Muharram. Muharram. And while the people of Batil welcome the onset of the new year with revelry, with masiyat, with Allah's disobedience, with wine and music and zina, what is our new year? What does Muharram entail for this ummah? Many of us don't even realize the first of Muharram. The first of Muharram, that personality whom Rasulullah said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. That personality, Rasulullah made dua, اللَّهُمَّ عِزَّ الْإِسْلَامِ بِأَحَدِ الْعَمَرَيْنِ. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Either Abu Jahl or Umar bin Khattab. And in the favor of Umar bin Khattab, this dua of Rasulullah was accepted. That personality, whom Rasulullah said, I have two ministers in the heavens and two ministers on this earth. My two ministers in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikael. My two ministers on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar. That personality, whom Rasulullah enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the hand of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada, Nuhsharu, Yom al Qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. That personality of Rasulullah in the Hajjatul Wada said, Allah is looking with pride at my sahaba on this day, and Allah is looking specially at Umar bin Khattab radiallahu. That personality, whom Rasulullah is sitting with Sahaba, Umar comes sits at the back, Rasulullah pointing to him says, as long as that person is in my ummah, the door of fitna will be closed upon my ummah. Basharat upon basharat, glad tiding upon glad tiding. Yet they did not become complacent. They did not take things for granted. What was his khilafah? 2,200,000 square miles. Tariq, history, the annals of history have never seen a parable like this. Ruler of 2,200,000 square miles, yet he is sweeping the masjid. Ruler of 2,200,000 square miles. Yet Talha bin Ubaidillah says, I saw Umar late at night coming out of the home. Someone's home. An evil thought ends in my heart. I went to investigate after Fajr. What was the, whose home was it? Ajuz and Amya, an elderly blind woman. I asked her, that person that came, what did he come for? She says he comes every night and he cleans my home and removes the filth from it. Talha bin Ubaidillah says, I said, may your mother cry upon you. How could you doubt Umar? 2,200,000 square miles ruler. This was the akhlaq and character of Islam. They were the students who took deen, who took akhlaq, who took character, who took the lesson of what is insaniyat from the master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. 2,200,000 square miles ruler, late at night, patrolling the outskirts of Medina, comes to a tent. Arabi, a Bedouin standing outside, worried, what is wrong, my brother? My wife is about to give birth, there is no one to assist. Rushes home, the ruler, the king, rushes home to the queen, his wife. Who is his wife? Umm Kulthum bint Ali, radiallahu anha. Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Ali bin Abi Talib. What does he say to her? There is a chance to earn Jannah. There is a chance to earn Jannah. She rushes with him, goes into the tent, assists in the delivery of the child, comes out, Amirul Mu'mineen, give your friend glad tidings, Allah has given him a son. This Bedouin almost falls down on the ground. Amirul Mu'mineen, and your wife assisting in the birth of my child? History has never seen an example like this. 2,200,000 square miles, crying in the masjid. Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you crying? He says, if a dog has to die thirsty on the banks of the river Dajla, Allah is going to question Umar. Patrolling the outskirts of Medina, running this direction, that direction. Ahmad bin Qais radiallahu anhu meets him. Amir al-Mu'mineen, what has happened? He says, one camel has gone missing from the Baytul Mal. How many Muslims' haq and share is in it? Come with me, find it. If I don't find it, how am I going to give account in Allah's court? The ta'aleem of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in Marad al-Wafat, just 5 days remain. 5 days remain of his wujud on this earth. Assisted by two sahaba, Ali and Abbas radiallahu anhuma, dragged with his feet dragging on the ground, comes into the masjid, sits on the minbar. And what does he address sahaba? What does he say to them? He says, I am an insan, I am a human being, I lived amongst you. If there is anyone that I have hurt, if there is anyone whose feelings I have hurt, if there is anyone amongst you whose rights I have usurped, if there is anyone amongst you that has any claim upon me, I am beseeching and begging you, forgive me now so that I do not have to face Allah. Who is saying this? That person whom Quran does not get tired of praising. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فوق صوت النبي ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق أعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين إنا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا يا أيها المدثر يا أيها المزمل. Allah himself does not get tired of making nadkhani of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a personality that Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh my beloved, we will raise your dhikr, we will raise your mention upon this earth to such an extent. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma makes tafsir of this, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. He says, Allah dhukir illa dhukirta ma'i. The name of Allah till Qiyamah will never be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bain al safa wal marwa wa fi khutbati al nikah wa fi masharik al ardi wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqamah, not in tashahud, not on the day of jumu'ah, on the members of the entire world. Not in the khutbah of Nikah, not in Arafah, not in Mina, not between Safa and Marwa, and not in the east or the west of the world would the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَشْهُودُ يَلُوهُ وَيُشْهِدُ وَذَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ إذا قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد. Like the poet puts it beautifully, he says, أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ النُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ. There was a shining testimony to his nubuwat, the seal of nubuwat glittered on his back. وَذَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ. Allah joined the name, join his name with the name of his Nabi, never to be separated. as is attested to by the muazzin 5 times every day, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ immediately, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. Look at the cognizance that Qur'an takes of this. Look at the cognizance that Qur'an takes of this. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, never to be separated. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ استجيبوا لله ولرسوله وبراءة من الله ورسوله والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوه. How many places in the Quran? وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah is Rasul, Allah is Rasul, Allah is Rasul. Allah ذُكِرْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. My name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. And yet, that personality, I lived amongst you, is there any haq that I have usurped? Is there any haq that I have usurped? Did he need to be concerned? إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah had already revealed upon him all your past, all your future is already forgiven. He was masoom, sinless, yet still given this basharat and the untidings. Everything forgiven. Yet still this concern, still this worry. And yet his ummah today, at the time of making the promise, the person is a sheep. And when delivery of the promise comes, he becomes a wolf. He said, a time will come, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرُّ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will not care where the wealth is coming from. Whether it is halal, whether it is haram, will be of absolutely no consideration. As long as the coffers are being filled. Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made janazah salah. And then after janazah salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting all of a sudden. He caught his head in his hand. And he said, Subhanallah. Ma unzira min al-tashdeed. What a weighty revelation has come upon me. Almost as if he could not bear the weight of that revelation. Sahaba say, none of us had the guts or the courage to even ask him. We waited an entire day. An entire day we waited. Till finally, Ibn Jahash radiallahu anhu mustered up the courage. Ya Rasulullah, what was that weighty revelation? What was that weighty revelation? He said, that person of my ummah who will become a shaheed in the path of Allah and then be given life and then become a shaheed again and then be given life and sacrifice that life also in the path of Allah. But at the time of leaving this world, he had usurped the right of someone else. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not be forgiven. That ta'lim, that consideration for the right of the fellow human being, that seed was planted. Where is the justification? Where is the justification nowadays? Where the rights of others are trampled upon with absolutely no concern or worry. The greatest obstacle, Allah forgive us, the greatest obstacle to the spreading of Islam is we ourselves. Hafiz Patel Sahab, Allah give him long life, I remember 2-3 years ago I met him in the haram. How beautifully he said. He said, on a hot day, this example will better be understood in South Africa. England is a little bit difficult to understand. Maybe in summer. On a hot day, you are thirsty and you see someone eating ice cream. What happens? Water comes in the mouth. Just looking at him. He said, if this ummah had to adopt the akhlaq and character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the disbelievers of this world, just looking at them, water will come into their mouth and take Islam. Sahaba went where they went. There are no long speeches. Kunu mithlana, become like us. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 5 days are left before he makes parda from this world. Sitting on the minbar, have I wronged anyone? مَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَ أَخِيهِ مَظْلَمَةٌ فَلْيَتَخَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ. He said, if you have wronged anyone, make it halal today. Make it halal today, لا تقول. Do not say, I am worried about the embarrassment. I am worried about learning myself. He said, "Inna fuduha al-dunya aysar min fuduha al-akhirah." The embarrassment of this world is far lighter than the embarrassment of akhirah. Make it halal today, before a day comes when you will have no wealth. There, the wealth will be what your neck is. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah has mentioned in his kitab, that to pay for two pennies that you have usurped of someone else's, you will have to pay with 700 accepted salah. 700 accepted salah for 2 pennies. Whether we have that many accepted salah is doubtful. This was that ta'aleem, that consciousness, that worry. And when the seed was planted in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what does he say? He says, if you see someone not weeping, not sobbing, wailing, he said, لَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ تَنْتَنَةُ الرَّجْلِ بِاللَّيْلِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. He says, if you see someone wailing and crying in his tahajjud salah, do not be deceived that that is a stamp of authority or that is an indication of the piety of that person. إِنَّمَا الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ وَمَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا اَتُمِنُ. What does Umar say? Radiallahu ta'ala, that personality whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What does he say? Do not be deceived by seeing someone wailing in his tahajjud salah, a man amongst men. True piety is what? Is that person, when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns do not come out. When he opens his mouth, it is not something that is hurting someone, picking at someone, breaking the heart of someone, revealing the fault of someone, slandering someone, backbiting about someone. This is that guna, Allah protect us, that no place has become safe. Not Baytullah is safe, not Masjid al-Nabawi is safe, not the masjids of the world are safe. Man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. He said, when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns do not come out. And when he raises his hand, it is not a threat, it is a gesture of kindness. وَمَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا أَتُمِنْ. And he is amanatdar. His word carries weight. Today this expression, my word is my bond, is just an expression. The reality is nowhere to be seen. مَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا أَتُمِنْ. Allah says, رضي الله تعالى عنه, this is a sign of taqwa and piety. This akhlaq, this character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sahaba Ikram became a living embodiment of this, then there was no need for long speeches. Where they went? In droves, people were attracted towards Islam. The greatest obstacle. Like yesterday I gave the example, a few years ago, actually 18 years ago, our Jamaat was in Juza in Jordan. They were telling us about one person in the town. He had what they call a boiling
He was a person who had a very hot temperament. Would lose his temper. They say once he took a knife and chased his own father. His wife was petrified of him. Nowadays it's the other way around. Jamaat got hold of him. He went for 3 days in the path of Allah. 3 days. But the time was spent correctly. After 3 days, he entered the house, and for the first time since he got married, he made salam to his wife and he smiled at her. She almost fell down unconscious. She was shocked. Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, and she was asked to describe the temperament and the manner of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. What did she say? Kana dhahakan basaman. He would smile. He would assist in the domestic chores. Aisha was young. She didn't know how to prepare the flour. Allah's Rasul has to prepare the dough. He would prepare the dough himself. And he would give her to make the bread. He would sew his own clothes. He would assist in the domestic chores in cleaning the house. The Ummah today, in public, is a hero. In public is a hero and in his house is zero. When that scantily clad woman enters the shop, then he is the height of akhlaq. Beautifully speaks, softly. His gestures also are kind. Where Islam says, turn your gaze away, there it's completely the opposite. And in his own house, that sheep becomes a wolf. Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, this is not tabligh. Tabligh has to enter our homes. This is why our elders pukar kara, crying, bring alive the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring this alive in the homes of the ummah. Allah has kept that ta'seer, that amal, that effect in this amal, that it is the panache of the tide of fitnas that are running into the homes of the ummah today, where haya and shame and modesty has hidden itself away in some cave, has become an unknown entity, father, mother, teenage children, daughters, sons, sitting together and looking at zina taking place. Azan is called out, the zina is going on. Azan is called out, the music is blaring. This is why our elders say, that qawm and that nation that is habitual of shamelessness and be haya, you don't need an atom bomb to destroy them. They're already dead. The so-called sweet poison of be haya and shamelessness has clogged the blood vessels of the ummah, so that the ta'seer and effect of the du'as are no more there. The khushu and khudu of the salah is no more there. Such so-called techno-gadgets have entered the homes today that the husband is sleeping, the wife is making zina with someone. The wife is sleeping, the husband is making zina with someone. We have been given the solution. Not some complex solution. We always look for complex solution. Simple solution. I remember a few years ago, Jamaat from Sri Lanka came to South Africa, Masura Jamaat. They were giving Kar Guzari. They say, home ta'aleem. Not masjid ta'aleem, home ta'aleem. We are making 1.5 hours every day. 1.5 hours. And what we say, where's the time? For internet, there's time. For that shaitan box, there's time. For 22 people chasing a piece of pig skin, we want extra time. But for qala Allah, qala Rasul, there is no time. What are the seeds that we are planting? And then when the day comes that you walk into your teenage son or daughter's room and they object, you are invading my privacy. Why didn't you knock? Then we want to go to the Mawli Sahib, then we want to go here and go there. What were the seeds that we planted? When Adhan was called out, what were we doing?
This is why elders are crying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi his marfuzat is clear. He said, that person who with his death, tabligh dies also. That person who is involved in the effort and with his maut, tabligh dies also. He says, such a person has died on the deception of shaitan. Tabligh has to enter our homes. And the door for tabligh to enter our homes, my respected brothers, kaan kol kar sunno. Listen with open ears, Allah give us understanding. It's not bayans. It's not our talk. It is our akhlaq and character. We have to implement and bring within ourselves the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tolerance, affection, forgiveness, humility, appreciation. His life was a living testimony of that. And this effort that is maqsood, that is the object, to incorporate these qualities within ourselves. 1-3 days, the same person who chased his father with a knife goes to his father, kisses the feet of his father and begs for forgiveness. Imam Shafi'i rahimullah, great muhaddis, great scholar of deen. So many students, he knew several hundred thousand ahadith by heart. One day he walks in the home, goes to his mother and he kisses her feet. His mother becomes embarrassed. She knew, my son is a great alim, a great scholar. He says, what? She says, what are you doing? How can you kiss my feet? He says, I am not kissing your feet. I am kissing my jannah. Inna al-jannah tahta aqdamil ummahat. Janab Rasulullah s.a.w. said, if you want to find jannah, it is underneath the feet of your mother. In which home of England, in which home of England today, are the hearts of the parents not broken? Youngsters grabbing hold of the collars of their fathers, saying, what have you ever done for me? Young girls barking like dogs at their mothers. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their akhlaq and their character. Allah has kept the recipe of the hidayat of humanity in that. We have to bring this halqa of ta'aleem alive in our homes. We have to bring this environment of iman alive in our homes. Such qurbani, such sacrifice, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave for this ummah. For the same deen to come alive. For this ta'aleem to come alive that today, in his ummah, the value of it is not there. Youngsters walking around with strange haircuts. Why so-and-so, so-called personality? This is the new hairstyle. I have to keep up with the times. The barber probably made a mistake with him. Then it becomes the latest, the rage. Rage! Keep up with the times. He falls down, says his pants, we cut our pants. People whose every day is in sharab. Every night is in zina, have been idolized. They have become our guides, become our symbols. And that personality who finished himself for us. That personality who finished himself to such an extent that himself he says, Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad. Ukhiftu fillah ma lam yakhaf ahad. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا مَا لِي وَلِي بِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِي بِهِ إِبْتُ بِلَالٍ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمٍ. He said, I suffered for the sake of my ummah more than any other human being. I was made to fear more than any other human being, and they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه 30 consecutive days. 1 month! And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who could conceal underneath his armpits. What qurbani sacrifice didn't he give? Day in, day out, this cry, this worry, this concern. For this ummah to be saved from Jahannam, go to Jannah. For one person to be shown that they have to go towards Jannah. No stone was left unturned. That personality who, if he wanted, Allah's qasam, man and salwa from Jannah would have been sent to the earth for him. Tomorrow you will see, the key to Jannah will be in his hand. Hawza Kawthar will be in his hand. Maqam-e Mahmood will be in his hand. The flag of Allah's hamd and praise will be in his hand. Jannah will have been made haram upon every Nabi till he does not enter. And yes. What does Aisha radiallahu anha? One man, before Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes parda from this world. Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah is the narrator of the hadith where the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was the most beloved to him, she gives kaarguzari. She gives the report. She gives the crux of that 23 years of Nubuwwah, 8,156 days. At the end of the narration, she mentions, فَمَا أَقَامَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا شَهْرًا. She says, after this, what I am saying, my Nabi lived for only 30 more days. And what is that kaarguzari? How does she start that kaarguzari? She says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الشِّبْعًا قَطُّ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ الشِّكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ. She says, 23 years, 8,156 days, and there was not a single day that my Nabi ate stomach food. Yet he never complained to anyone. She says he preferred hardship. He preferred difficulty. He preferred faqa over zina. She says, at times I would observe him. I would observe him for an entire night. Tossing and turning. Side to side. What was it that was causing him to toss and turn like this? She says it was nothing but hunger. Nothing but hunger would cause him to remain an entire night tossing from side to side. Yet she says a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. She says, I would get up, seeing his suffering. I would pass my hand over his stomach. I would press his stomach to try to alleviate the pangs of hunger. And with tears in my eyes, I would say to him, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you ask Allah to open the door of ease upon you? He would look at me and he would say, Aisha, Mali walid dunya. What is there for me in this dunya? Aisha, I will not make such a dua. Why? Why would he not make such a dua? Because that faqa, that hardship, that difficulty, that qurbani, that sacrifice was the seed, was the water, was the fertilizer for the garden of hidayat for his ummah. So that when he returns from one journey, the most beloved daughter, Fatima, radiallahu anha, just looking at him, she burst into tears. Ma yubkik ya Fatima. Fatima, why are you crying? What does she say? Araka ya Rasulallah. Tad shahuba lawnuk wa khluna tad thiyab. She says, my father, your face has changed color. You have become emaciated. Your clothes are tattered and torn. How can I not cry? He says, ya Fatima, la tabki. Fatima, do not cry. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ أَبَاكِ بِأَمْرٍ لَا يَبْقَى عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ بَيْتُ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ وَلَا شَعْرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عِزًّا أَوْ ذُلًّا حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Fatima, why must you not cry? Because this suffering of mine is not in vain. This is the nuskha, the prescription. Allah is going to bring that day that the noor of hidayat for my ummah will enter every home on the surface of this earth.
But this qurbani has to be given. This sacrifice has to be given. This was the day, this was the night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi would not make tahajjud the entire night. He would not fast for the whole year. Amongst the tabi'een we will find this, fasting for the whole year, or tahajjud the entire night. He would fast and he would not fast also. He would make tahajjud sometimes 6 rakat, sometimes 8 rakat, sometimes 11 rakat, sometimes 13 rakat, sometimes 15 rakat. But what was his shining quality that was there all the time? This worry, this dard, this concern, this cry, person to person, 10 to 10, individual to individual. May yuwini, may yansurni, hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will become my nasir, my helper? Hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi, so that I can make the league of this deen. Abu Jahl, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi himself says, Abu Jahl is the Fir'aun of my ummah. Yet he goes so many times, so many times, so many times to a person like Abu Jahl, that one day Abu Jahl says that, O Muhammad, stop coming to me. I will bear witness before you, Allah, that you deliver the message. So a person like Abu Jahl so many times, what must have been his dard for one person? Janaza of a Yahudi, a Jew, is being carried in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is crying. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, alasta yahudiyan, is it not a Jew? It's a Jew, why are you crying? He says, alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine that is going to Jahannam? Is it not another ummati of mine that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? How can I not cry? When a disbeliever leaves this world of kufr, it is mentioned in the riwayat, 99 black serpents attach themselves to his body. And they continue biting him right up to Qiyamah. This dard, this pain, this cry, drove Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba say, Zazirun ka zazirul mirjal. The sound of a boiling kettle would come from his heart. This dard, this pain. Hakam bin Kaysan, the leader of Yamama, after a ferocious battle, he's brought captive in Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him da'wat, and then da'wat, and then da'wat. Hakam bin Kaysan refuses to accept. Umar cannot bear it anymore, radiallahu anhu. He says, Da'ni adrib unqahu, wa yadhab ila ummi al-hawiyah. Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, I will take his head off, let him go to Hawiyah. In other words, Jahannam. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't listen to Umar, gives him more da'wat, and then more da'wat, until finally, Hakam bin Kaysan recites, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Umar, Law ata'atu fika al-an ladakhal al-nar. Umar, if I had listened to you, you would have went to Jahannam. If I had listened to you, you would have went to Jahannam. One Jewish youngster would frequent the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is absent for a few days, he asked Sahaba, where is he? Sahaba say he is sick, 15-year-old boy, Jewish boy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Banu Nadir, 7 kilometers, walking for one person. Goes to the home of this youngster, he's on his deathbed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, recite the shahadat. Youngster looks at his father, the Jews, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They knew the truth. It was their inad and stubbornness that was the obstacle for them accepting. The father says, أَتِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمْ. Obey Abu Qasim. The youngster recites the shahadat. Sahaba said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi left the home of that youngster, his face was beaming with joy. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنْقَذَهُ بِي مِنَ النَّارِ. Glory be to Allah, who used me to save him from Jahannam. Who used me to save him from Jahannam. This cry, this dard, in Uhud, Ya Sahaba, where is Hamza? Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not just uncle. Abdul Muttalib gets married, he gets Abdullah married to Amina same day. 1 year later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born to Abdullah and Amina. And 1 year later, Hamza is born. They were uncle and nephew, but same age. Abu Lahab's slave girl, Thuwayba, breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she breastfed Hamza also, so they were foster brothers also. They grew up together. Such was the bond of affection that Sahaba say they never heard Rasulullah crying volubly, like he cried when he came in front of the remains of Hamza. Chest ripped open, heart taken out, liver taken out, kidneys removed, ears cut off, nose cut off, skeleton. Hasan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu eulogizes that occasion. He says, "Bakat aini wa hutta laha bukaha wa ma yughni al-buka wala al-awilu ala asad al-ilahi ghadata qalu a hamzatu dhakum ar-rajul al-qatil usiba al-muslimun bihi jami'a hunaka wa qad usiba bihi ar-rasul alayhi salam rabbi fi jinanin yukhalituha na'imun la yazulu." He says the eyes are wet with tears, and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, lies on the battlefield. This has hurt the believers, it has hurt the Nabi. O Hamza, may the salams of my Allah be upon you in a jannah in which you will experience bounties which will never ever come to an end. Saturdays, it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would walk from Masjid al-Nabawi to the graves of the Shuhada of Uhud. In Fateh Makkah, the command was given, Wahshi is to be killed on sight. Qatil Hamza. The one who had murdered Hamza like this. Wahshi knew about the command. He comes into Masjid al-Nabawi, disguised with his face covered. Till he comes right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, removes the veil from in front of his face and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't recognize Wahshi. He didn't know who this person was that was in front of him. Sahaba knew, straight away the swords are out. Ya Rasulullah, Wahshi. In other words, give us permission to take his head off. Da'uhu, 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 la Islamu rajulin wahidin, ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. Leave him alone. One person's Islam is more beloved to me than 1,000 kuffar with him. Awahshiyun anta? Are you Wahshi? He says, na'am, yes. That wound is still festering. Still festering. 8 years have passed. 8 years. And what does he say to Wahshi? Akhbirni kayfa qatalta ammi. Tell me, how did you kill my uncle? How did you kill my uncle? Hamza was a lion. Asadullah, Asadu Rasulihi. He was a lion. Wahshi says, Mutim bin Adi told me, either Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Ali bin Abi Talib or Hamza, bring me the head of any of the three and you are a free man. He says, my trade was to fling the dagger. But that target I would be successful against was not conscious of his surroundings. I knew there would be bodyguards protecting you, so I made my mind up I was not going to target you. Hamza, I had heard of his reputation, I was afraid of him. I had made my target Ali bin Abi Talib. Yet when I looked at Ali, I observed that he was fighting, but he was conscious of his left and right, he was looking left and right. He says, then I saw Hamza radiallahu anhu. He was also fighting ferociously, but I observed that he was not looking left and right. And I realized that that would be my target, so I hid behind a rock. The rumor spread that na'udhu billah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. There was panic among Sahaba. They were confused. At that time, one of the disbelievers said, tie them up and kill them. Tie them up and kill them. Hamza, hearing this, in a fit of rage, he says, you are going to tie us up. And he heads towards that person with his sword raised. Wahshi says, when Hamza made that person his target, I saw my chance. So I flung my dagger, and my dagger pierced through his chest. He turned around towards me. Wahshi says, despite the dagger in his chest, when I saw the rage in the eyes of Hamza, I became so afraid I turned around and I started running for my life. He says, as I ran, I heard the call, Aba Amara, Aba Amara, Aba Amara. Hamza has been made shaheed. Hamza has been made shaheed. Hamza has been made shaheed. Sahaba say, at this recounting of this incident, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once again, that sight
of the skeleton remains of Hamza radiallahu anhu was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does he say to Wahshi? Wahshi, Allah has blessed you with Islam. Beautify your Islam. But I have one request. غَيِّبْ عَنِّي وَجْهَكْ غَيِّبْ عَنِّي وَجْهَكْ Do not come in front of me, because every time I look at you, I will be reminded of Hamza. This ummah has to appreciate and understand. He could not bear to see the face of Wahshi, yet he gave Wahshi the key to Jannah. He could not bear to see the face of Wahshi, yet he made Wahshi radiallahu anhu. His defenseless daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, pregnant, solitary, harmless, who could she harm? Pregnant young woman, alone leaving Makkah. Habar bin Aswad attacks her, the cousin of Rasulullah ﷺ, attacks his own daughter. Zainab radiallahu anha pierces the dagger in her stomach, she loses the child. With blood spurting from her body, she falls onto the ground. Finally, when she reaches Medina, for the next 6 years, that wound, she suffers as a result of it, till eventually she succumbs to that wound. Yet when Fateh Makkah takes place, Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds the hand of the same Habar bin Aswad, takes him to the Multazam and makes dua to Allah, Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. Ya Allah, save him from Jahannam also. Where is this doubt? Where is this cry? Where is this concern? Where is this pain in the heart of the ummah today? For one person's hidayat, one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. The Quran is calling out, Kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat, ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah. You have been taken out. You have been selected linnas for the hidayat of humanity. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. This is the revival that's saying, aaj ummat maqsad e nubuwwat se khali ho chuki. Today this ummat has lost the object of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What his day was, what his night was, what his dard was, what his pain was. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says for you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example. What is that amal? What is that amal that is the misdaaf of this title? Rasulullah. Messenger of Allah. It is this amal of da'wah and tabligh. This title, Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, not Salah, not Zakat, not Hajj, not fasting, is the misdaaf of that title. He was sent as a Rasul, Mu'adh bin Jabal, radiallahu anhu, when he goes to Yemen, what does he say to the people of Yemen? Ana Rasulu, Rasulillahi ilaykum. I am the Rasul, I am the Messenger, I am the representative of the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. نَحْنُ مَبْعُثُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ We have been sent not to worry about one woman and a few children. The thirst and the drive and the love for this dunya. The concern for one woman and two children. And this relentless, unquenchable thirst for this dunya has blinded this ummati to the jannat and jahannam of 6 billion insan. 6 billion insan, Jannat and Jahannam. Each ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made zimmedar and responsible. This is why the elders are saying, Jisne khatme nubuwat par iman laya. The one who has brought iman on the khatme nubuwat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that la nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'd ummati. There is no nabi to come after me, there is no ummat after this ummat. Tabligh has become our responsibility. This dard, this pain, this concern, this cry, that jamaat that took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of 10,000 Sahaba. More than 90% of them made their kubur in the four corners of the world. So that till Qiyamah, those kubur are shayid, are calling out to this ummah that wake up to your responsibility. Muharram has come, a new year has come, the first of Muharram, That personality, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his body was put into the ground. So that our new year is a wake-up call to the qurbani and sacrifice by which this deen reached us. The 10th of Muharram, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahl al-Bayt, Ali Rasul, that spark pure blood, Ali Rasul, flowers, direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also becomes shaheed. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? That Allah's pleasure, Allah's deen is the goal. Allah's deen is the object. And for that, whatever sacrifice has to be given, has to be given. This dard, this pain, this concern, this compassion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for humanity, which drove Sahaba to give up Makkah, give up Medina, sacrifice their homes, and go to the four corners of the world, person to person, individual to individual, town to town, calling one person to Allah, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run back to Allah, run back to Allah. The clock of our life is ticking, my respected brothers. The clock of our life is ticking. We don't know if we will live to see another Muharram. We don't know if we will live to see another year. Shaitan will tell us to delay. We have to make decision. One seed, one tiny seed goes in the ground. It breaks up into a million pieces. That one seed sacrifices itself, a huge tree comes into existence. How many fruit, the benefit of which spreads far and wide. We have to make the decision to become the seed. Become the seed. Talk to Allah, make this decision with Allah. There are hundreds and thousands that are aspiring for this dunya and the positions of this world. And the stages of this world, and the recognition of this world. Ya Allah, you accept me to make the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my worry. His day, my day. His night, my night. His cry, his concern. Ya Allah, give me the jazba and the zeal of Sahaba Ikram. Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayhi, when he was asked, why are you encouraging this 4 months every year? What was the answer that he gave? He said, Allah has opened upon my heart that if my horses come onto 4 months every year, come onto this qurbani, Allah will accept them like He accepted the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Minimum tartib of Sahaba, minimum tartib of Madani Sahaba was 4 months every year in the path of Allah. So my respected brothers, don't look left, don't look right. Don't look at our circumstances. Wallah, it is not your intelligence. It is not your wealth that is going to accept you. It is Allah's acceptance only. That is the only condition. If you haven't given 4 months, make niyat now. You give 4 months in the path of Allah. If you have given 4 months, 4 months every year in the path of Allah. Who is ready? Salaam, mashallah. Give our names by respect. Who is ready? Salaam, mashallah. Don't wait for the names of others to be taken. Don't wait for the names of others. Put our application first. The one who will go ahead, Allah will take him ahead. Salaam, mashallah.
Been appointed to write the names. Please stand up and write names, mashallah. Four brothers have been appointed.
Our names will be taken. Others will see us standing there, will stand up, we will get their reward also. December is coming, my respected brothers. This is the time we should be spending in the path of Allah. The whole ummah is waiting. Humanity is waiting.
Jibrothers, mashallah. Quietly remaining.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم
وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر وترحمنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا ونكون من الخاسرين. كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك منها شكرنا. كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا. يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا. يا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا. يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا. يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا. يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى. يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا. إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل. إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك عاملنا برحمتك. إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح باب الهداية. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا مونس كل وحيد، يا صاحب كل فريد، يا قريبا غير بعيد، يا شاهدا غير غائب، يا غالبا غير مغلوب، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، إنك قلت وقولك الحق، ادعوني استجب لكم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان خطرا، إنها ساءت مستقرا. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقي ولا محروم. برحمتك فضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.